of Coldplay. Right, there's news and weather on its way. Followed by a bit of an interview. We're talking to the chairman of the council, Mr. Nick Tsipras, and also Maria from the Ionian Echo. It's Bobby G Breakfast, 20 past 10, and a very good morning to Maria from the Ionian Echo. Good morning.
Hello, gorgeous. I was approached for the fifth time, because I've been hounded this year. It's an honour, thank you, to everybody for trusting me. But I said no to everybody except for Nick, who is running on the ballot with me. And we are running under candidate mayor, Yanis Agalianos. We're both councillors. I can see Nick going for chairman again. It is the first time I've said yes because I'm dealing with a movement, a group. One, Yanis is not a politician. He is an excellent administrator. He is a mathematician. He's extremely intelligent, a man of tradition and ethics, and he's a tried and tested product because he was mayor for Zakynthos for 4 years, way back 17 years ago. Since then, we've not seen a really decent administration because right after him, the local government that came into effect was the administration that took out all the illegal loans. So I finally said yes. Why? Because, as I said, well, I'm not dealing with politicians. I'm dealing with administrators. I'm dealing with people who care about the island. Nothing will ever be perfect, God forbid. But these are people that have ears, not just a voice. They listen. And they want diversity. They want the expats on the island to have a voice. They want communication, because all communication on the island between the local government and the citizens has broken down. There is none. Zero. And if it weren't for Nick here, we wouldn't even have what we have, quite honestly. I'm not blaming anybody. It is what it is. Some people just do not communicate well. We want unity, and we want one identity for the island from one end to the other. So, yes, I am running for local councilwoman. And God help me. Yes, I do have proposals, and they are some pretty good ones and almost cost-free, very effective,
right.
Very straightforward.
Okay, I think we're all going to look forward to this then.
This is going to be interesting, yes, if nothing else.
Very interesting. Okay, all right. So, and you're going to have a media meeting after this?
Yes, we are having a media meeting with Mr. Agalianos, and we're with all the local media. We've also got some national media covering it, and we're announcing the ballot, the philosophy, the intentions, and the hopes for the future, which I will also be posting bilingually on the Echo. You can have it too, Bobby.
Okay, right. Well, we'll be back with more. Don't go away. This is a very interesting morning. Right, so a very good morning to Nick. Good morning.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning to all out there listening to us. It's a very great pleasure to be here again here at the station, just to inform our English-speaking residents of the island.
Nick, do you want to tell us what you do for the people that don't know?
Well, what we do, we
what,
work
no,
quite
what do you,
hard.
What do you do?
I do. Well, I've finished economics in the American College of Athens, I'm a businessman here. I have two businesses, renting rooms, and also the small train doing the tours in the town. So I'm a businessman.
And you're also a member of the council.
Well, I'm a member of the council. I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce here.
Right.
I'm a representative of the Greek islands in the European Chamber of Island policy. So
yeah,
we do quite a few meetings in Brussels.
You're a busy
representing
man.
The islands. Well, busy. I am quite very busy because... Well, I can up until now, I've been able to handle all this, but one is complementing the other, so it all adds up to what you do for your island, for the place you live. So it's quite an interesting thing. Very interesting.
Very. I mean, you're the chairman of the council, aren't you?
Well, I'm the chairman of the council. The last 5 years hasn't been easy because it was a difficult 5 years with a lot of problems. Well, a lot of the problems are not dating back just now. The last 5 years, they're coming back. You know, decades before that haven't been solved. What I can say about the last 5 years is that a lot of the problems that came up now, they were very difficult. Most of them have been put on the right road, and I think solutions are very close.
Can I just pick up on a couple? I mean, during the last 5 years, as you said, I mean, I think we've had the square, which looks very nice now.
Well, the square is it's one of the best squares in Greece. So I think everyone that comes to the island, you know, they really love it. So that was a great success and a good, very good for the town.
On the downside, obviously, we had the problem with the garbage. But then, the garbage problem is not only here. I mean, it was everywhere else in Europe. But, I mean,
well, of course, actually, the problem with the garbage has been dating back the last 10 years, and because no one was looking for the solution, we did find the solution. Okay, that means that we did move from one place where we were putting the rubbish in the ground to another area, which is anywhere you go in the world, it would take normally at least a decade to move to get it all planned and all done. So we got that done very quickly.
So how,
considering it wasn't easy for the people here, you know, they did have the rubbish on the roads for a whole winter. But considering Corfu, where they have had the rubbish for more than a year and a half, and that means they did have rubbish all summer last year, which caused great problems on the island, in Corfu, and for tourism and for everything else. So we did avoid that. We did avoid the big damage to the economy of the island. The thing is, they are managing the garbage. They are managing the garbage up on the hill in Livas. That means they're taking out the compost or the organic waste from the rubbish, taking a significant amount of the recyclable from the garbage, and they are wrapping in balls the leftovers. Mm-hmm. So the good thing is they're starting bigger works up there where this will be put into the leftover, which is not organic, will be put into the ground. But that's the way the Greek government and also the European policies have to manage the garbage now. So it's all going right. It's going very well. There has been a problem with the gathering of the garbage on the road because they didn't have enough people, workers, and all this. And the cost of gathering the garbage is quite big, so they didn't...
talking about gathering the garbage, this is a question that people always ask, and they have been asking for ages, is what's happened to the bins?
Well, the bins got lost when the rubbish was on the road. They lost more than about 2,000 bins that were burnt when in various villages they were burning the garbage. And they were burning the bins with the garbage. So that was a big damage, big amount of big cost of burnt bins. They haven't been able to replace this.
Are they coming back gradually?
Well, they are gradually coming back in various spots. But the thing is, they won't have bins everywhere. And I think it's a good opportunity to have bins in specific places, an organized situation where people know where to take their garbage. So this will develop, and it's on the right road. So it is getting better now that the crisis of the garbage is over. So I think that the next mayor will have the ability to plan all this much better.
How about recycling? How's that going?
Well, recycling, we do have a great amount of recycling. After the garbage crisis in with the rubbish on the road, I think a lot of people were started to recycle. So this has, in the last 3 years, has about tripled the percentage of recycled rubbish on the island. The good thing is now that they are starting a new plan with the brown bins, which will be put into businesses and big hotels and businesses, restaurants, mm-hmm. where the organic will be put in a different bin, so that will increase the recycling and get a lot more clean rubbish. So I think the percentage of rubbish within the next 12 months, which is recycled, will increase from about 12% to about 20-25% possibly. So this is a big step, and this will be starting to be enforced within the next couple of months.
Okay. Right. Oh, all looking good.
Well, it is looking good. We did go through a very difficult period, but the good thing is it's on the right road. I think people can put this behind them, and just needs a lot better organization and information for the people, so they can help all this. Mm. And, of course, I have said it before, the English-speaking people, the British on the island, the German-speaking people, they have a good experience in their own country, so we need you guys listening out there to help in this, so we can make the local people here understand it better, and you have the good practice. So that's why I'm here, because I suppose that most listening today have been living on the island for quite a few years, some more than a decade, some more than 2 decades. Okay, and you are considered Zakynthian in the fact that you are permanent residents here, and you have the right to be part of this, and also you have the right to vote. Everyone has a right to vote, right, that is an inhabitant of the island.
We're going to talk about that shortly, so don't go away. Okay, we're back. Nick, can I ask you a couple of other things? For the other things, I mean, there's a lot of roadworks going on, a lot of building going on. Are we re-tarmacking? Are we resurfacing? Or what's anything on that you can tell us?
Well, the good thing is that already the council has a project for each of the 6 areas of the island for roadwork, and they're all the work is done, and as soon as all of the building is done and the damage and the rain is gone, yeah, around about March, they are going to start roadworks in all the areas and all the villages, you know, the parts that are the worst parts of the island. Actually, the thing is that the government, and because of the economic crisis in Greece, yeah, the central government for the last 7 or 8 years has not given enough money to the local governments to do the road work, because all that money is coming in from the central government. And of course we all know the big crisis, economic crisis in Greece, was very bad for the local government. They reduced the money coming in from the central government by about 70% the last 8 years. So that has been catastrophic for the ability to get all this work done. The last year or so, there has been money rolling in for roadworks and a lot of this. So they will be tarmacking a great part of the island and all of the very bad parts.
You're not getting any money back from any, I mean, all these lorries and cement mixers and everything else using the roads actually not doing a lot of good to these roads. Well, aren't you getting money back from the hotels or from the people that are actually making the mess in the first place?
Well, in Greece, it's unfortunate that the money that is paid for the car registration does not come to the local government. It goes to the central government when you pay for your sticker on for your car. That's the registration.
The tax.
Registration tax. And unfortunately, it goes to the central government, and the central government sends you back to the local government a part of this so you can mend the roads. So this is not working very well because the central government is not sending enough money here. And of course, you know that the building works on the island every winter is very big and great, and they are destroying the roads, but we did not have the ability. Just lucky, however, that money is rolling in now, and all the procedures have been done. So for sure, March and April, and before the tourists come, a lot of the roadworks will be on a very good road.
What about, I mean, talking about roads, can I talk about ditches? You know, the ditches at the side of the road. I mean, you go past many of these ditches, and unfortunately some are quite full. They haven't been dug out, or they're full of rubbish. I mean, is there anything, any plans to sort of go and do anything with picking up the rubbish that is scattered everywhere? And I mean, it's like the bins. They'll pick up the bins, but they won't pick up the rubbish round the bins.
Well, that's what, as I said before, there was not enough workers to do a very good job in gathering the garbage. And I suppose this year the workers will be a lot more to get the garbage up, and a lot more bins on the road. Now, as for the ditches, we did get money this year for the ditches, and a lot of the many parts of the island have been cleaned. So it's a very big job from one end of the island to the other to get all these ditches cleaned. Mm. And actually, the thing is that in the past, in the past, everyone used to clean the ditch in front of their houses.
Yes.
Okay, now the last 10 or 15 years, everyone is expecting for somebody else to come and clean your ditch. Okay.
Yes.
That's right. Well, it's not so difficult, you know, to cut the grass in the ditch in front of your house.
No.
You know, it might take a half a day or a few hours.
That's right.
But we all have to take part in this. We all have to give a hand. There is not a big enough council anywhere in the world that can do everything for everybody. You know, we have to help. We have to do it, and I think it's our obligation.
Okay.
And I think that this is not only about the ditches, but we all have to take part in helping our environment,
doing our bit. Yeah.
You know, it's just not what we expect from somebody else to do. You know, we have to put in a hand.
Last time you were here, you spoke to me. I think you told me about a new lighting thing that was happening. How's that going?
Well, it's going extremely well. The company is here today to sign the contract with the council, so with the mayor. So this is getting signed this morning. They just phoned me before that they are there.
Right.
So this means that all the light posts on the island will be changed with new technology LED lights, which means that this business, which is going to change this, is going to manage it for the next 10 years. That means that it's all electronic, it's all on computer, so this is a big step in good infrastructure. It's a good step for quality for the inhabitants to have lighting in their areas, because the private company will be changing lights, because they get paid when lights are working and not when they're off.
Okay.
So there's an incentive there. This is a good idea.
Right.
So this is within the next 3 months, about 30% of the lights on the whole of the island will be changed with new LED lights.
Will it also mean extra lights, or just replacing the lights
well,
that we've got?
Well, just imagine that the quality of the light will be improved by about 70%. So even if they just change the same lights, that means we have a great improvement in the lighting.
Right, two things before we move on to voting. Can you tell us anything about the port? Anything going on there?
Well, the port, after the damages by the earthquakes, the government has said they are giving up to 10 million euro to replace all these this damage on the in the port. This is the responsibility of the central government because they are the managers of the port. It's not the local government which is managing the port, which is not a really good idea because all of this, you know, you have half the town which is managed by the local government and half the town, like the port road and the port, which is managed by the central government. So that cuts the town in half. Somebody else is deciding for half the town and somebody else for the rest of
the
half.
Town. Okay.
So this is another crazy thing that Greek bureaucracy has managed to find.
Are we any nearer to cruise ships? Anything?
No, actually, we had a nice talk about cruise ships last night, and actually, even though it's not part of the council's responsibility, we understand, representing the local people, that this is very important for the economy of the island. And unfortunately, the last 5 or 6 years, there has been nothing, no step made. And we were talking, the new candidacy of Yanis Agalianos was talking about this, that, you know, we really have to push the central government to help create a port for the cruise ships. You know, okay, they're all coming by our area. You know, we have Corfu and Kefalonia and Katakolo, which have hundreds of ships. And, you know, we are just missing
out on it.
Yeah, we're missing out on this, and the ships are going by, waving to us.
Yeah, exactly. And anything on the ferries? Everything all right there?
Well, the ferries is... The good thing is we do have... I suppose big changes in the competition-wise, but we must remember that we do have probably the best ferry connection in Greece, because from my post in representing the Greek islands in the European Chambers of Commerce, there are huge problems in other islands. So our connection is probably the best in Greece. Now... Possibly the fact that there is only one company running the port now might be a problem, no competition, but the connections will be good, and it has to do with the fact that, you know, the ship company has to make money, so they can't be going back and forth all day.
Empty.
But, empty.
Right, and finally, airport. Anything happening there?
Well, the airport, it's looking good. The airport works mainly done, and the airport is probably now is probably the best airport in Greece. Inside, the building has been greatly improved, so the first and last impression of our visitors is very good. I think it's a European standard airport for us, and the fact that we have more than 1.2 million tourists and about 1 million coming in through the airport, I think it's very important for us to show this that we are a European island, we are a European destination for better quality tourists, and I think that's what we must aim at, improving our infrastructure as on a whole to have better higher quality tourists here. You know, we do talk about this, about the quality of tourists. We all do it when we're with our friends. It's not easy to bring high-quality tourists in, but I suppose the last few years we have a great improvement in the hotel and business infrastructure. Okay, we have a lot of five and four-star hotels, so this means we are getting better tourists on the island.
Okay.
What we have to do now is the government and the local government have to improve their infrastructure, and we need a vision. And the vision, I think the new mayor is a man which has a vision. He proved that in 2002, when he was mayor of the town of Zakynthos, because he was only the mayor of the town, it wasn't the whole island then. He did. He's known as the mayor of the big works, the big infrastructure works in the town of Zakynthos. He started the sewerage system, which there was no sewerage system on the island. He started the sewerage system in Zakynthos town in Argassi, so that was the beginning of all this. He built the sewerage system at the airport. where it's used and
right.
reused. And he did the connections of Alexander Roma. He put down the pavements, and he connected St. Mark's Square to Solomon Square, which was a road before. So this man has a vision. He stopped politics in 2002. He didn't continue, and because of some of us looking for a man with a vision, looking for a man with experience, we did visit Yanis Agalianos. We believe that I think the island has a need for a man which has a vision, has the ability to go into office the next day and really sit at the office and start working, and he knows where to go. And that was our decision to find this man who I think can lead this island in the right direction, and he can lead it the very first day when he's sitting in the office of the mayor. So that was our decision, and we are very happy that he did accept our proposal to...
So he's running for mayor?
Run as a mayor. So I think a lot of the people listening who have been here for many years do remember Yanis.
Yeah.
He was very successful, and he was not a politician, as Maria said, because if he was a politician, he would have stayed in politics. And but he's back after about 17 or 18 years. He's about 65, 66 years old. So
is
he's
that old?
Yeah. Well, he's not that old. Well, that's 65.
Right. Well, he doesn't look at too
well actually, it is a productive
age. I need to squeeze this in as well if I can, because I don't often see you. Hospital, what's happening there?
Well, the hospital, again, the hospital is part of the central government's obligation, and there has been a lot of trouble there. The funds that are going into from the central government, and unfortunately the central government is not doing well in this field. There are doctors which are leaving the hospital. The children, small children wing, three doctors left, so I think there's one coming in now. And,
for three days.
So they're trying to solve this, but you know, the thing is that the hospital has to be, and the health level of the island is not, I think, at the level that it should be, because you know there's a lot of people.
Is this something that you're looking at as if your party gets in?
Well, all what we can do is put on a lot of pressure to the central government. That's all we can do. Okay, and already we are doing it and trying to put on pressure to I think there are general elections this year, and I think everybody must consider this, and the people living on the island, because you know, health is the number one priority, and unfortunately it seems that the central government has not it's not number one priority for us, for them. To look after us.
Okay, English people, I mean, I said all these questions keep coming up on the screen here. Brexit, a lot of English people worried that live here. Anything you can reassure them with?
Well, the good thing is that the Greek government has waived all their rights for the visas, so I think there won't be any problem with the British people living here after the Brexit. So there'll be no trouble. They will, just as they were, will continue to be for them. So that won't be any trouble here. The problem is, of course, with the Brexit, how the economy of Britain will be and how much it will affect the tourism of the island coming from Britain.
That
because if there's a depreciation of the currency, the pound, then which possibly might come as a result of the Brexit, then might mean that it will be more expensive to visit Greece and the Greek islands and Zakynthos. We hope this will not happen, but something that we can do.
So do we. Okay, we'll take a quick breather, and then we'll talk about how everybody can vote. Okay, so don't go away. All right, don't touch that dial.
I found
Right, we're going to talk about voting now, and believe it or not, yes, we all can vote. Yes, we all can have our vote, and Maria's going to tell us how.
Your voice, your vote.
Yes.
For too long, people have been complaining about the fact that they thought that they could vote. We pay taxes, quite justifiably. The truth of the matter is they have always been able to vote. So now is the opportunity. I don't want to hear any more whining from anybody. It is extremely simple. The only thing in Greece, I think, that is. And if anybody doesn't grab this opportunity, because it's a one-off thing, they won't have to register again. They have no right to complain after it.
So what have I got to do to vote?
Right.
Tell me.
You take your tax clearance note from your tax return.
That's the tax return.
Your passport. I would take along the residency permit, what it is, whatever it is, just in case you might be dealing with an idiot.
Yeah.
But you go to your local town hall, not the one in town, wherever your town hall offices are, and you ask for a certificate of permanent residency.
Okay.
They know what it is. You just tell them, I want to vote. They issue you a piece of paper. It takes, 10 minutes, Nick?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
that's right.
And you just take that paperwork, go down to the Ksenia building in town, ground floor, and you say, the population registry, that takes 10 minutes.
Right.
And they are really helpful.
Now, I take it you can put step-by-step guides on the Echo, yes?
Yes, I've got step-by-step guide on the Echo already.
Okay.
And also, for those who would like to vote, right, the ballot is divided into municipal unities. Let's say Zakynthos Town, Elation, Artemision, Arkadion, right?
Yeah.
You've got three crosses before in front of the name. Like if you want to vote for Nick, you won't put the cross at the end of the name. It will void the vote.
Mm-hmm.
You put it at the beginning. Oh, they accept it.
Left or right.
Oh, right. Okay, then. A little cross next to the name, you can put up to three crosses. Two in your municipal unity and one wherever you want.
Okay.
So you may want to vote for Bobby in your municipal unity and give one cross to Nick or Maria, whatever is up there, whatever people
We're voting for Maria, actually. Yeah.
Oh, bless.
Ken reckons that Maria for Prime Minister here, so.
Oh, no, I'd shoot the European politicians. No.
Okay.
If I have earned people's trust, thank you. It's an honour, right? They know that my door is always open. Mind you, I've had sound advice. Nick, seriously, I'm not saying this because he's next to me. He has proven himself to be time and again. He's never let me down once, Bobby, right? Once. He is a man of his word. And he calls things by their true name. Yes, I can do this. No, we can't do that. Why can't we do it? Okay.
Right.
So if people feel that I have earned their trust, it's an honour. I can't promise the moon and the stars. I do have visions. I will be posting them on the Echo. What I will personally go for, what I'm aiming at. But what I can promise is to work really, really hard, because what Nick told me, put it in a nutshell, he said, Maria, we're not asking you to do any more, because my husband was so worried about my collapsing. And they said, what you do, continue doing, but under the umbrella of the municipality and the backing of the county. And we have got some pretty terrific proposals, Nick. Integrating the non-Greek community into the local community helplines, bilingual helplines, which cost nothing. A whole bunch of ideas, very easy to implement. Nick understands where I'm coming from. He's coming from the same direction as me. He's even got a wider vision than I have. And the thing is, though, as Nick said, Yanis Agalianos is not a politician. He's an administrator. He's a tried and tested product.
Can you spell his name?
Yannis, and surname Agalianos. Now, most people don't read Greek. There is a solution. All they have to do is message me on Facebook if they want, and I will help them sort out their voting. It's completely lawful, of course, before they even enter the voting booth.
Okay. When's it all start?
May.
May.
19th
of May. Okay.
Yeah. So in May, we are the elections in May, so we are electing the local government here, and I think it's very interesting that Maria has accepted, because she is a voice that coming into contact with all the European citizens on the island, mm-hmm. and talking with a lot of them through her web page, a lot of the voluntary work. I think we can take up on this and make it official, and if it's official, then we can do a lot more using the same time. So we are making all this efficient.
Okay.
Can I add a bright note, very brief? Now, you know that we were campaigning for the 6 tyres to the new water truck, right?
Mm,
the Monster,
them.
The 62 tyre. We covered it.
Yeah, you've got them.
Right? Mm. Nick for the municipality has covered, as promised, they've committed to 2 tyres, and he was the only one that found the solution, and it's direct. Bravo, Nick. And I would like to thank the Pelagotti Club. I would like to thank all the friends that donated, and also Frances Actipis of Sunday Weddings, because she came in with guns blaring, right, flaring, for the last 2 tyres. And on top of it, we've also secured a projector for the fire department,
mm-hmm.
for educational programs for the children, and Welcome Stores has also donated a terrific coffee machine for our lads.
Excellent.
And with that, mid-March, we say goodbye to Mr. Chief Dimitris Patrakis, who is being transferred back to Athens.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I mean, my God, there's so much information there. Thank you both very, very much. I hope that between now and May that you'll come back a couple of times and tell us what's going.
Yeah, I think
what's
so.
Happening.
Oh, yeah. We'll be here. It's a great pleasure to be here and inform all the European inhabitants of the island. I think we have to be very close, and I really appreciate the fact that a lot of you guys are involved, and involved means when we are helping the fire department getting their boots or getting their tires, that means that this community has a lot of very positive people, and I think that we can work with you guys to get a lot of things done.
Excellent.
You know what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Zakynthos was an experience for him. We literally, we restored his faith in humanity to a great degree, and he didn't believe that people like what he found in Zakynthos still existed.
That's from the chief...
Chief Patrakis.
Yeah, Patrakis. Well, actually, it has been a very big experience, and a lot of us didn't believe that we could get this done with the boots.
Go Team Zakynthos!
Well, so this was... got this done, so I think we have a lot of abilities out there, a lot of ability. Well,
because
there you
we
go.
Also have a lot of... honourable Zakynthians,
yeah.
right, that aren't on the island, but they're abroad. For one, Dawn Kendrick, for instance. Mm. We've got Chrissy Parker.
Mm.
I mean, how many people have we got abroad that are literally, they've got our backs?
Mm. Okay.
Well, just one last note, that those who have chosen this island to live here, and a lot of older ages which are coming here to build their house and... after retiring, that means that they have chosen this island because they like it, they love it, and this shows that a lot of these people respect the island a lot more than people which are born here, who take it as as something, as theirs, and I don't think a lot of them appreciate it, but we have to show and teach all the other local people here to appreciate the island like those who have chosen to be here because they fell in love with this island.
Locals need rebooting.
Right, thank you both very, very, very much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.